All right, let's go down to the desert and bring in Nick Pecoro. He covers the Arizona Diamondbacks for the Arizona Republic. And Nick, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. And you just finished the press conference with the new manager of the Diamondbacks, Torrey Lovello. What was that like?
Well, he's excited, obviously. This is his first opening day as a manager. He filled in for John Farrell a couple of years ago when Farrell went to get some treatment when he was sick. But this is a special day for Torrey. He said he has about 75 friends or family members here in town. Everybody's staying at a hotel. He got them a bus that's going to be driving them over to the ballpark. So it's a big day for him.
Well, it's a big day for the Diamondbacks. Not a good year last year. Not a good year for Zach Greinke. Nick, he got walloped in April. He sort of pulled it together after that. Then he got injured. Never, ever came close to looking like the $30 million man. What can we expect, or what do you think is going to happen with Zach Greinke?
I don't know. I'm interested to see. He's not looked quite like his old dominant self this spring either. His fastball velocity has been a little bit down. He's been mostly in the 89 mile an hour range. Hasn't been topping out. You know, he used to be able to reach back for 93, 94, 95 at times when he needed it. But the highest he's thrown this year is 92, just about. So I don't know. He's given up some hard contact in some of his spring starts. There were other days where it looked like his command was really good. His secondary stuff was really good, and he didn't have any trouble keeping guys off balance. So I just think it's probably a matter of him not having a whole lot of margin for error these days. We'll see if he's got it today.
Well, it's going to be interesting. He's given the Giants a lot of trouble over the years, you know, and he was with the Dodgers. He killed them. They could never beat him. Last year with the Diamondbacks, they got to him a little bit. But, you know, last year against the Giants, 24 innings pitched over four games with a 3.28 earned run average was not the end of the world. So he still has a little bit of a whammy on the Giants. Nick Pecoro with us, covers the Diamondbacks for the Arizona Republic. Nick, this team, they can score runs. I've seen the lineup that's out today. It's Pollock, Owings, Goldschmidt, Lamb, Tomas, Drury, Peralta, Mathis, and Greinke. They can score runs, but can they stop the opposition? I think that's the big story with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you look at certainly those first seven spots in the lineup before you get to the catcher. I think every one of those guys has a chance to be above average offensively at their position. You know, Peralta obviously in there today, a left-handed hitter against Bumgarner. That's not the best matchup for the Diamondbacks. But yeah, you said it. I mean, this is a team that had, you know, some of the worst pitching numbers in baseball last year. A team that had a, you know, not just a bad rotation, but also a bad bullpen. The rotation, it's easier to look at and you know, see some room for optimism. I think there's, you know, five guys in that group that you kind of can you know, it's not that hard to be optimistic and excited about what their potential is, despite as much improving as they have to do. Now, the bullpen is a little bit of a different story. It's a little scarier, I think, to look at. But, you know, you know as well as I do, they're often hard to predict, you know, how the relief corps is going to end up doing. And they're hoping for some bounce-back seasons from some veterans that they had in camp on minor league deals, guys like Tom Wilhelmson and J.J. Hoover. Jorge De La Rosa is now a reliever with them. I'm sure everybody's familiar with him from his days as a starter with the Rockies. And I think they're hoping that they can get Jake Barrett healthy. He was a big part of their bullpen last year as kind of an eighth inning guy, a closer at times, one of the few guys that had a good season in the bullpen. And then they've got obviously Fernando Rodney as their big addition. But, you know, it's, again, it's hard to get too excited when, you know, their big addition is a guy who's 40 years old and coming off a really bad second half last year for the Marlins.
Well, he can shoot an arrow. I mean, he can do that.
He can do that. I'm not sure if that's going to be enough.
All right. Nick Pecoro with us. Nick, the catcher, Mathis. And I know, you know, you look at him and he's with the Angels and other teams, you know, Marlins. Doesn't hit a lot, but his pitch framing is a part of Major League Baseball, and it helps a Major League pitching staff. This guy is one of the best. Is that why he's here?
It's part of it, yeah. I think that these guys felt like, you know, like we were saying, offensively, they're probably not going to have a whole lot of trouble scoring runs. maybe they could afford to focus a little bit more on the defensive side of things from the catcher's position. Maybe that'll help the pitching staff a little bit. You know, and they've got guys in Mathis and Iannetta now that are kind of veteran guys, know how to lead a staff, know how to call games, all of that. You know, Iannetta's framing numbers aren't as good as Mathis's. But yeah, I think that they're hoping that all of those things can kind of come together and, you know, lead to better results for the pitching staff.
Yeah, when we say framing, so everybody understands, it's taking a pitch that's on the edge of the strike zone and catching it and moving that glove slightly so the umpire says, hey, that looked like a strike.
The other way, too, yeah, keeping balls that are in the zone from, you know, being called balls and, you know, keeping
that's
those
right.
strikes that ought to be strikes.
That's right, not moving around back there. So Mathis is one of the best. I think that's something for everybody to look at. Nick, the stadium there, there's a stadium issue. I can't believe it. I love Chase Field. I come down there all the time and do some shows from there. Is there a stadium issue with the County of Maricopa, and then maybe the Diamondbacks want to move or get a new stadium?
Yeah, you know, you're about the thousandth person to wonder about the quality of the stadium, because, I mean, you look at it, it's still a beautiful-looking ballpark. It's not that old. But, yeah, the Diamondbacks and the county are, you know, upset at each other for, you know, who's on the hook for certain improvements that they think need to be made you know, structural things, but, you know, upkeep, basically. I think it's something like $187 million worth over the next however many years. And it's a question of whether it's the tenant's responsibility or the owner's responsibility. So, yeah, it's kind of gotten ugly here in the last, I guess it's been about 12 months now, kind of played out in the public, this spat. So it's still unresolved. There's lawsuits pending. So it's kind of been a black eye, I think, around here for a while.
Well, we see a lot of these two teams over the first 10 days of the season. I think you got 7 games between the Giants and the Diamondbacks. New general manager, new manager. You're there. Is there the breath of fresh air? How do you view this thing, taking our first step today of opening day? How do you view the Diamondbacks going in light of all the changes?
Well, I think it's interesting because they haven't really done a ton yet, this new front office. They kind of have stuck mostly with this group that they had in the past. I mean, some small changes here and there. The bullpen moves, as I mentioned, they made the big trade with Gene Segura for Taijuan Walker. That's pretty much it. And you kind of look at this roster, it's pretty much the same group of guys as in the past. And I think that the big moves are kind of off lurking in the horizon. It's a matter of, is this team going to get off to a good start? Can they contend? And if not, what are they going to do? Because they don't have a very good farm system at the moment. And they've got guys like Pollock, Corbin, nearing free agency. Goldschmidt only has a couple of years after this. So I think it's a question of, you know, if they're going to, tear things down and start a rebuild and whether they ought to stick with this core of players. I think that's the big storyline kind of hanging over this team at the moment.
All right. Very good. Giants 9-1 in Arizona last year, 13-6 against the Diamondbacks. But every game, I always felt every game with the Diamondbacks, it came down to the end. There was a lot of offense. Jake Lamb coming off the bench with all those big home runs. No lefty for the Giants now, really, out of the bullpen. So I think these are going to be interesting games. They're always interesting down there, aren't they?
They do seem to be interesting. You're right. It's this ballpark. But you know what? The Diamondbacks were playing the Giants pretty tough there for a while. Certainly late 2015, early 2016. I think the Giants have won a good number here the last, I don't know, something like maybe 10 of the last 12 against the Diamondbacks. Does that sound right, Marty?
Yeah. They've won big numbers down in Arizona. It's even worse than that, I think. So somehow when Sandoval was there, they loved hitting there. And but they end up being tight games because of the offense. That's the whole thing. So I look forward to 7, next 10 days. I think we've got 7 games with you. So I think it's going to be fun.
Yep. They're both good groups of position players. And certainly some interesting arms in both rotations. So I agree. And this division is going to be fun to watch all year. I'm not sure I'd pick either of these clubs over the Dodgers, but I could see them both if things line up right for them.
Well,
being there till the end.
Yeah, that's going to be the story. I mean, we just had Andy Baggerly on, and he went with the Dodgers because they've won. You've gone with the Dodgers. I think the Giants are going to win the division. I think those four starters, I think their core guys are at the right spot now, and I think the Dodger rotation's a little shakier, and they're in some transition with some of their older players. And I don't know. Look, we play 162. You never know what's going to happen. But one thing I do know, it's going to be a great story, and I'm glad you're covering it for Arizona, and I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come up here.
Thanks, Marty. I'll see you out there in, what, 10 days or so?
Yeah.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah, we'll see you up here. All right, Nick, thanks for being on. I appreciate the time.
Take care.
Okay, that's Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. Very good, huh, Raph? That was fun with Nick. Adam. Adam, what do you think? You've been listening. This is our first show together. I know you're a good baseball guy. I was out there the other night with you at the ballpark, and I know you're on this stuff pretty carefully. How do you feel about what's coming up?
You know, I think the Giants are going to have a good shot to win the division like they do every year. Last year they were in the mix. I think they're a 90-plus win team, a little better than last season. So are the Dodgers. I think it's going to be close. I think they'll probably both get in either way, but it's going to be, like you said, 162. Never works out how you plan it on day one, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just excited it's here.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And you just don't know. Injuries have a big part of it as well. So you don't know where that's going to go either. But that's the fun of it. That's why we do this stuff. All right.